Talking with Steve Peterson, head coach of the Tri-Center Trojans. And Steve, you're 3-4 right now. Kind of been an up and down year. It's tough to follow a state championship. And but not only that, you bump from Class A to 1A. And I've always said going from 1A to 1A and from 2A to 3A are always tougher transitions than going the other way. So talk a little bit about the toughness, that up and down and the toughness and what you had to deal with there.
Yeah, so obviously going up into 1A, it's the every single week going up against that great competition. You know, we saw it from week one. You know, we had St. Albert Class A. It was a great win for us to start the season. And then you go up there and get the buzzsaw of a 2A team with OABCIG. And they're tough. They're physical. They beat us up pretty darn good. But we still held strong. And so, you know, we thought maybe we could make this jump and we could be okay. And then the injury bug got us really hard. And then when you're a small 1A school, I mean, you just don't have the depth. You get to that point where you start losing six or seven guys that are out on that varsity football field, and you're having those young guys need to come step up. You lose a little bit of speed, you lose a little bit of physicality, and a little bit of size. And it's shown these last couple weeks where, you know, we've had to put some of these younger guys in. We're still competing, which is good to see. The kids are still excited about it to be out on the field. But, yeah, the size difference and the physicality difference these last couple weeks that we've had to play with these younger guys has shown the difference between Class A football and Class 1A football right there.
And there's no doubt about that. The four teams that you've lost to are really quality football teams.
Yes, yeah. I mean, that's just our district. I mean, we're going to have one of the toughest districts in Class 1A when you look at it across the board. I mean, with Underwood and Trainer doing what they're doing this year, you know, and then obviously you got Shenandoah, who we have this week, and they've been very competitive. They beat the Clarinda team that's been really, really good, and they've had some really good games throughout the district too. So, you know, it's just week in and week out you're having to play these guys in this Class 1A district that are really tough, and it's definitely there.
We talked about your following the state championship, but not only that, but boy, you lost a lot of quality players from last year, and you've got to replace those, and you've got guys that probably don't have the experience that last year's team had.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we lost Carter Kunze. That was a big deal. So we had Tristan Gunderson. He did not play his junior year, but he was going to come out this year. And unfortunately, he had a shoulder injury early and didn't even get to see the field at all this year. And that was our first big loss of the season, Tubb. So then we had Kane Doffenbaugh step in. And then he goes down in the scrimmage, you know. And then here comes Aiden Goldab, who has played very, very well this year. He's battled through a few injuries, but been grinding it out on the ground throughout the year. So, you know, we filled those holes that we lost with that team last year. You know, and then the two offensive linemen that we lost last year, we got, you know, the couple that we were senior-led this year on the offensive line. So we're still good there. And then, obviously, on the outside, we have those senior wide receivers. So, yeah, we did lose a lot from that state championship team, but we still brought back a really good core. And I think that's why we've been as successful as we have in certain games. It's because of those guys that played on that state title team last year.
Team-wise, now, talk to me a little bit about what you think this team's strengths really are.
They're a close-knit group. You know, it's the one thing that we kind of leaned on last year is we just had that team camaraderie where everybody hangs out with each other and everybody gets along with each other. And that started, you know, with the senior class last year and this junior class that are now seniors. They're just so close-knit together. And then you have a few of those juniors that this year that are obviously stepping into roles that need to be on the varsity team, and they're kind of starting to feel what this team atmosphere is like. And it's the same thing that we had last year, and it's still here, and that's what makes it easy for me is, you know, I'm not rebuilding, I'm not changing anything, but we're still just kind of rolling with this team atmosphere. Everybody gets along and has fun at practice, and it definitely helps.
With all the strengths that you have on the other side of that, you know, football's a one week at a time game. It really is. You know, you coaches talk about being 1-0, but talk about with this youth and this inexperience and this team, what are some of those things that you've needed to see continually improvement-wise?
Yeah, tackling has been a big thing for us this year. Defensively, we've been a lot less effective than we would like to be. So tackling has been a key part of our practices here these last few weeks, and that's just showed from the inexperience. You know, these kids that haven't seen much varsity time and the speed of Class 1A, you know, there's a difference. And so that's been one of our big focuses that we've needed to improve on these last few weeks, and it's getting better. You know, against the Underwood, we did not tackle well, but then you go play a trainer team very well, and we competed for the most part, and then we get the Mo Valley team that we started off slow, but then, you know, turned it on in the second half. And I think it's, like I said, the focus of tackling and making sure we're doing our job defensively is what's helped that.
And being 1 week at a time, you've got to feel you're really better now in week 8.
Yes, for sure. I mean, it's the mentality that we've had of 1 week at a time. We know, you know, what's on the docket for that week. We're not looking ahead. You know, we had trainer circled to maybe go get a chance to have a number 2 seed in the district, and then we knew what we needed to get done against Missouri Valley to qualify for the playoffs, and now here we are with Shenandoah. It's the 1 week at a time, and we know what's in front of us, that 3 seed or that 4 seed. And so every single week you have that one thing you need to go after that 1 week, and it's definitely helped.
Talk about some of the guys now that are getting you there, that are doing that weekly improvement, and that are, they're just being the leaders here.
Yeah, so Aiden Osbar, I'm on the offensive line. He's really stepped up and taken charge of the offensive and defensive line. He's been an animal all year long. He's stayed healthy, thank God, and has really, really helped us. Defensively, you gotta talk about Kale Witt and Zach Nelson. Those guys defensively have stepped up and filled the holes with Jaden Johnson being down, with AJ being down. You know, we've had a couple of those younger kids step in, and so they've helped out defensively and on offense. You know, Aiden Goldab stepped into that running back position, has done very well. Baker McCarty stepped in at wide receiver and has done really, really good things there. And then you have Kale Witt, who had to play quarterback last week, and the possibility of playing quarterback again and stepping in and doing a really, really good job of playing quarterback for a position that he hasn't played in a couple years.
So now here in week 8, you've got a huge game with Shenandoah for fourth place in the district.
Yep. It's, if you win, you're hoping to get a number 2 seed in a different district, and if you lose, you're going to play the powerhouses of a district champion, either north or to the east. And yeah, those two district champs that are over there are not going to be easy, so we're really going to fight to try to get that 3 seed to hopefully not have to go play a district champ.
They've shown that they can really play some really good defense. You know, they held Clarinda to 13. Clarinda is a really good football team. So where can you find success against them now?
Yeah, we got to be able to set up the run. I mean, I've kind of been harping on that all year long. You know, we kind of go off of our run game. If our run game is successful and the guys up front are making holes, it definitely helps our offense, because then we're allowed to throw the ball. You know, and obviously when you have AJ back there, if he's able to play, it's really good. And then Kale threw the ball pretty well last week against Missouri Valley, and so having another week under his belt to be able to throw the ball is going to help us. But we want to set up the run, and with Kale back there at quarterback, you know, we're able to run the ball with Kale a little bit more, just because he is a little bit older, a little bit bigger, and a little bit more stature to be able to run the ball, and that definitely helps out. So if we can set up the run against Shenandoah, it'll definitely open things up. Hopefully we can have the pass work too.
Offensively, they're not as efficient as they are defensively, and but they are balanced in that run game. They don't have a lot of yards, but they're balanced. So that's something you've got to do. You've got to force them to pass the ball.
Correct, yeah. They like to run the ball. They have 2-3 really good running backs back there that they all rotate. Their quarterback is really good. He can throw the ball pretty well, and he can run the ball. Rourke is really good with a dual threat. So, yeah, if we shut down the run, you know, kind of pack that box, they are going to probably try to get a little bit of their RPO stuff going, which is definitely not easy to defend, especially in this small class like this. But that's one thing that we're looking to do is hopefully shut down the run and make them have to throw the ball, just because they're not quite as good as doing that.
One thing I've seen from them that I've never been a believer in, home field being a big advantage in high school football. But boy, they play better at home than they do on the road.
Yes, and we noticed that watching a little bit of film. You know, those home games, they just have a different demeanor. That atmosphere, that town is kind of jumping behind this football team. That Shenandoah hasn't been, you know, the greatest in football for these last few years. And then now that they're finally starting to see a little bit of success, you can see the community really building behind them down there. And it definitely helps with their home field advantage. So it's definitely not going to be easy going to their house. We're going to have to be sound. We're going to have to do what needs to be done on our end and limit our penalties to make sure that we're successful.
You know, 4-4 isn't necessarily where anybody wants to be this time of year, but that playoff opportunity That's a big one, and that's in the balance.
Yep, that's definitely in the balance, and it's definitely something that, you know, we strive for here at Tri-Center. You know, obviously we had a magical run last year, but if you take out last year, you know, Tri-Center is still in that ballgame of never winning a playoff game. You know, so we've obviously qualified for the playoffs many years in a row ever since I kind of jumped on with Ryan. We've kind of had that success of making the playoffs, and so that's one thing I wanted to continue, was definitely make the playoffs. And, you know, and if we can go on and do some more magical things this year, it'll be great. But it was definitely nice to get that playoff berth, and now we just got to go make some noise.
Bottom line, how do you put a W up Friday night?
We have to stop their run. They're definitely going to throw some new things at us, I think, that we have to be prepared for. And so we are definitely crossing all of our T's and dotting all of our I's when it comes to the defensive game plan for what they can throw at us. So if we stop the run and definitely make them more one-dimensional, that's definitely going to help us out. And then we got to be able to run the ball. They're very physical up front, but if we can move them and make some holes and, you know, let Goldab hopefully get some yardage on the ground, that's definitely going to help us out. And I think that's what's going to get us the W.
Steve, thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate all the coverage you do for us.